ABC News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Passengers still stranded across the country due to flight delays and cancellations. More than 4,200 flights affected in and out of the U.S., according to FlightAware. Forecasters warn that the deadly winter storm that has killed more than two dozen people and caused travel chaos will create a potentially life-threatening hazard for travelers or anyone working outside. The National Weather Service has issued an alert saying that just by being outside in some areas, you could get frostbite in minutes.
It's still cold over a lot of the eastern part of the country, but not as extreme of cold as we saw yesterday and the day before.
Meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the main impacts are lake effect snow off Lake Erie near Buffalo and Lake Ontario. Well, after the Christmas presents are open, all eyes will be on the big screen.
Of the six teams playing today, only two have realistic playoff hopes. One of them is Miami, which hosts Green Bay to start the day. The Dolphins are a game ahead of the Patriots and Jets in their division. Tonight, the Tampa Bay Bucs try to stay alive when they play at Arizona. 6-8 Tampa leads the NFC South, where no team has a winning record. Between those games, 2-4-10 teams just play out the string. The Broncos at the Rams. I'm Richard Johnson.
And tomorrow night, the Chargers are at the Colts. Five teens are facing charges in the deadly shooting of a 19-year-old at the Mall of America in Minnesota on Friday night.
People flat out are just not cooperating, and people don't want to talk.
Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges announcing the arrests, saying they're confident they've arrested the shooter who killed the 19-year-old inside a Nordstrom store. A UFC Hall of Famer has died. Stephen Bonner passed away at age 45 from presumed heart complications, according to the UFC. Bonner has been retired from fighting since 2014. We thank you for spending your day with us. Merry Christmas. This is USA News.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Heart attack deaths are more likely during the holiday season than any other time of year. And with nearly one in two Americans having high blood pressure, the leading cause of heart attacks and stroke, this might be the time to take control of your health. Dr. Yvonne Commodore Mensa, cardiovascular nurse epidemiologist with the American Heart Association.
The holidays are a busy, often stressful time for many of us. Routines are disrupted, we may tend to eat and drink more, and exercise and relax less. That's why it's more important than ever to monitor your blood pressure at home or at the doctor's office.
Make your health a priority by taking control of your blood pressure with four easy steps.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. These are the steps featured in the American Heart Association's short dance video to encourage everyone to make their health a priority this holiday season. Check your blood pressure and share your numbers with the doctor.
For more information, visit nhci.heart.org.
Pope Francis is calling attention to conflicts around the world this Christmas. About 7,000 faithful, including tourists and pilgrims, filled St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for Christmas Eve Mass. The pontiff decried war, poverty, and greedy consumerism. Today, he reflected on those experiencing the dark and cold in Ukraine, as well as people, quote, living through conflicts in countries like Syria, Lebanon, and Myanmar. He posted on Twitter Christmas Day, "May the Lord lead these regions toward peace and bring reconciliation to the American continent." Former Republican candidate for governor Carrie Lake says she will appeal a decision to throw out her election misconduct case in Arizona.
The former TV news anchor alleged that election officials in Maricopa County had sabotaged her victory by causing printer malfunctions and violating chain of custody procedures, a claim Maricopa County Judge Peter Thompson said the court could find no evidence of. Lake took to Twitter to say, for the sake of restoring faith and honesty in elections, she would appeal the ruling. I'm Dave Collins.
The United States Military Academy at West Point will look different after the removal of a portrait and bust of Robert E. Lee from campus. The directive is part of a defense authorization bill and demand nationwide to remove Confederate statues, busts, and portraits following George Floyd's killing by police in 2020. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.